Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Mielabit, Devin Goodman, The Tempered Steel of Loss, Chase Curtin, Andy Plain, Summer Brown, Car Park Grackle, Jonathan Scow Ronek, Erin, Harrison Minix. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 127. Remains to be seen.
Statement of Dr. Jonathan Fanshawe regarding the months leading up to the death and autopsy of Albrecht von Closen. Original statement given as part of a letter to Jonah Magnus, November 21st, 1831. Audio recording by Jonathan Sims, the archivist. Statement begins. Jonah, I must first and foremost decline your generous offer of a medical position servicing Millbank Penitentiary. While the terms you have laid out are no doubt more than adequate, I have, of these last months, come to the unfortunate conclusion that our intimacy and friendship must cease immediately. I do not know what interest you have in the poor condemned souls within those walls, nor do I care to guess. In the light of what I have so recently witnessed, I can no longer in good conscience associate with any of your endeavours. Nor will I continue to collect or provide those accounts of the esoteric and otherworldly that you and your Institute so eagerly require. Consider this the severing of our acquaintance. This cannot come as a shock to you. Surely you must have understood what you were asking when you implored me to visit with Albrecht and apply my meagre skills to the illness that beset him. You must have known the nature of that illness, even if only in the most general terms, and no doubt you had some intuition as to its cause. But should all this be a true surprise to you, then I shall do my best to explain and hope that any revelations contained herein may sway you from the path you have started upon. I arrived at Albrecht's estate early in April. The trees were dense with renewed greenery, and the rain drummed heavily on the carriages as we approached. I remember it so clearly. The smell of the rain cut through with an unexpected whiff of smoke, and as we got closer I saw the orange glow of flame through the trees. My first thought was that the house had caught fire, and I would arrive only to a scorched ruin and blackened bone, but as we got closer I could see that it was a single tree that was burning, a gnarled and ancient elm that sat removed from the rest of the forest. A small crowd surrounded the spectacle. One man, who I took to be a groundskeeper, stood closer than the others, with a lit torch in his hand. On my instruction, the driver pulled closer, though the horses were nervous, and I asked the man why they were burning the tree when the rain was coming down so heavily. Surely it could have waited for drier weather. The man simply shrugged. My German is fine, though I have had little cause to use it of late, but his accent was thick, and all that I could get from him was a sense of resignation and the insistence